we have any children who'd like to come up for a children's message? Hi. Hi.
Is that your brother?
So I'm a guest with you guys today. My name is Vicar Heather.
Hi.
Can you tell me your names real quick? Andrew?
Owen.
Can you tell me your name? You don't have to.
Yeah, whisper it.
Okay, that's fine. And what's your name?
Calvin.
Well, y'all, thanks for having me. Do any of you go to school? Do any of you go to school? You go to school? Do you ever forget to look at your homework to see what you have to do for the next day? Do you ever forget your homework? Well, guess what? This pastor forgot her homework a little bit. And so when I got here, it was a surprise that we were going to get to do a children's sermon, so I'm winging it, okay? But I want you to listen, because I told a story earlier from the Gospel of Luke, one of our gospel writers, and Luke tells this story, or in the book Jesus tells a story, about a woman who's a persistent widow. Do you know what a widow is? What's widow, Calvin? Someone whose spouse, husband has died. And so in that time, it was hard for widows to find the support they needed. Sometimes they had trouble finding a place to live. Sometimes they had trouble finding food. Sometimes they had trouble finding people that were being fair to them. And so it was the church's job to take care of widows and orphans and all kinds of people, right? But this widow was not getting the care that she needed. They were not treating her fairly, okay? And so she goes to this one person who's supposed to be able to help her over and over and over. And she says, she's asking for help for this situation that she's in. We don't know what that is. Very vague parable telling from Jesus today. But she asks over and over and over. And finally the judge is like, look, whatever. If you will stop bothering me, I will give you what you want. And at the beginning of the story, Jesus tells us that what the widow's doing is like a way to pray, right? And so I think we often think about praying as something we do in church, and we fold our hands and we put our heads down and we're very quiet about it. But sometimes the way to pray is by doing something. Sometimes the way to pray is by helping other people. Sometimes the way to pray is by asking people very sincerely, very honestly, for what you need, right? So I want you to stand up for a second. You see all these people, stand up, come on, stand up. You see all these people out here? All of these people are here to help you learn how to pray. And by doing that, they will help you learn how to grow in this church and will help you learn how to pray out in the world with other people that need help. Do you guys agree to that? Is that your job? Right? Okay, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you for stories that teach us lessons. Help us to pray in our words, in our actions, and in our hearts. Amen. Amen. All right. Thanks, guys. You go sit down. Are you gonna preach?